Quote, "My sense of the equality of men was based not so much on an awareness of the masses as on loneliness. I can remember lying awake at night thinking of this human condition in which everyone living without the asking is thrust upon the earth where he's enclosed within himself, a stranger to the rest of humanity, needing love and facing his own death. How unjust it seems that there should be men and women who are not permitted to explore the world into which they're born, but who are throughout their lives sealed into leaden slums as into living tombs. It seemed to me, as it still seems, that the unique condition of each person within life outweighs the considerations which justify class and privilege." Unquote. Stephen Spender, Worshippers from Afar in The God That Failed. Here is how I came to identify myself as a member of the political left. I began to look at the world around me. Human beings are naturally oblivious, and we tend to outsource much of our thinking to other people. Famous studies have shown that most people can't even explain how simple everyday devices like toilets, zippers, and bicycles work. We all say we can, and then when the examiner asks, "All right, please explain how a toilet works," a lot of people go silent. Many of us use computer technology every day without understanding the first thing about how it works or how it's made. Fortunately, this is not because we're stupid, but because the world is extremely complex, and we tend to retain only the knowledge we actually need in order to navigate our own lives. We forget everything we learned in school that proved useless, and we're too busy trying to survive to bother examining questions like, how do you build a submarine, or who makes bricks, or what is GDP anyway? Generally, I'm just as clueless as everyone else about the functioning of the world. If you ask me how an iPad or a digestive system works, my answer will be mumbled sheepishly and worthy of a D-. But I'm also a person who tends to be unsatisfied when the questions I do have don't seem to have satisfactory answers. And as I germinated into the literate and curious adult I am today, by literate and curious I mean now I sometimes read the first paragraph of a newspaper article instead of just the headline, I realized that certain aspects of the world around me made very little sense. The simple, childlike questions that entered my head didn't have satisfactory answers. Something seemed deeply, troublingly wrong. I did not understand wealth and poverty. I saw luxury retailers offering the most ridiculous, unnecessary nonsense. A Tiffany and Company sells a $490 sterling silver protractor. I saw colossal amounts of waste, from the 150,000 tons of uneaten food Americans discard per day to the tens of millions of dollars worth of fancy handbags that Burberry was incinerating every year to keep their products scarce and expensive. I saw people in my Florida hometown living in garish 7-bedroom McMansions while there weren't enough beds at the local homeless shelter. I saw people buying new phones every year and keeping the old ones in a drawer, while a few miles away, day laborers picked tomatoes, earning 45 cents for every 30-pound bucket. I saw reports of Americans being charged $5,000 by hospitals for an ice pack and a bandage, or paying $1,200 a month in rent for a bunk bed. And I couldn't understand why everyone wasn't constantly enraged by all this. The more you learn about what life is actually like for people at the top and the bottom, the more grotesque everything seems.
Thank you for listening to this clip provided to you by Macmillan Audio. To hear more, look for this title wherever audiobooks are sold.